Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're visiting with our good friend Jay Meeks, who is my host here at the Administrative Small Business Classic, where I've been broadcasting from basically all week long. Jay is Executive VP of Sales and Marketing at Administaff. And Jay, one of the things I want to talk to you about is the song "I Need Money," you know, that was just playing. Mm-hmm. Someone was asking me on television, you know, what's the biggest challenge small business owners have? I said, we need sales. Mm-hmm. We need business.
Yep.
But I've also been people that somebody is buying something from somebody right now, somewhere.
Always.
And so we have to find out a way to get our share. And I know you've been talking to your people about that, making sure that if a sale is made, that we get a shot at it. What's your advice? What's your wisdom for my audience?
Well, every sale, in my opinion, is still emotional. Every buying decision is emotional. It's backed up with logic, but it's an emotional kind of decision. And when you think about business owners in an environment right now, an environment of unknown, environment, frankly, of fear,
right,
of the unknown, and fear of the known.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it difficult. It's people don't they just don't react the same way, and they don't move. They kind of, I call it the foxhole mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Paul may have talked about it. We were joking about it the other day,
mm-hmm.
And you know, we're seeing the business owners come out of the foxholes, but they're coming out with their rifle.
Hey, you mentioned that.
We were laughing about that.
Taking the
head,
yeah,
because I'm talking about sales, and he's asking me how things are going. The CEO of our company. And I say, well, they're coming out of their foxholes, but they're not exactly getting their heads out all the way. They're putting their helmet on.
They're risking their helmet, right.
Yeah. So, and I feel like that because of that, it's incumbent upon small business particularly, and even large businesses, to innovate. You're going to have to innovate. You can't do it the same way.
Well, another thing that I've been talking about for years now, not just in this recession, and that is that basically everything we sell is a commodity. I mean, there's not too many things that you and I sell that somebody can't get a pretty good version of somewhere else. And even though we all like our products, the real reason, you said a minute ago, emotional.
Right.
The reason we do business with the company is because of the people, right?
Right.
I mean, it's the connection. Isn't that ultimately what it is all about?
Well, I tell our sales folks all the time a couple things. One is, go hug a small business owner today.
Right.
I mean, go tell them you love them.
Yeah.
Go tell them that we appreciate their effort, the risk they take, everything they do every day to be an employer, and many times thanklessly,
right,
even from their employees.
We don't get that from a lot of companies, though. You know it.
Well, you know,
a lot of big companies need to learn how to say that.
Well, I've talked to our service folks, and I tell them I talk to our service people. I say, look, before you hang up the phone, you tell that client that we love them.
Yeah. well, you know, my audience will tell you that I say, you know, we need to love up your customers, man, every day.
Absolutely. And the thing I talk about when it
and
comes...
And that costs nothing.
It doesn't cost a thing. But you've got to have a servant's heart.
Yeah. Say that. Talk about that a little bit.
Well...
A servant's heart.
A servant's heart. Servant's heart means someone who's willing to serve. Serve without expecting anything back.
Yeah.
It's what
unconditional.
Unconditional. It's what we should do with our families.
Yeah.
We should serve our families and servant leadership. And it means sacrifice. It means laying aside your ego.
Mm-hmm.
I tell our salespeople, look, it's not about you. It's about the client. It's about the prospect. It's not about you.
Right.
Lay down your agenda. Get rid of your agenda.
Right.
And then focus on the person. You know, that's the key.
And if more salespeople would have that attitude, one of the ways it would manifest is they would shut up and let the customer talk more.
No question about it. You know, I talk to our salespeople, particularly new ones and younger ones, because I'm getting older. It's a point of gray hair.
Right,
you
that's right.
But I talk about the spotlight. You know, when you're meeting with a prospect and you're the salesperson, you know, there's a spotlight on somebody, and what the prospect wants to do, he wants to slap the spotlight back on
mm-hmm.
the salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell him, just knock it back.
That's
to
right.
Him. And the way you do that is ask questions.
Right.
Sincerely, be interested in their
right.
business.
Ask questions that are not asked non-directed probes. Make sure that you're asking questions that the interaction. target is who, what, when, where, and how.
Absolutely.
Not questions that get yes or no answers.
No, you want talking.
But once you do that, then they start to liken that. Because everybody has to talk about themselves. And what I remind people about, and thank you for saying that, is, and I don't know that people are doing this kind of training, the kind of training I got and you got and years ago, and that is that whatever is in your head, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's in the customer's head. That's
exactly
what you need. That's where the gold is.
If you will take time to ask questions, and good questions, and get the person talking in long sentences, you will find out how to sell them.
Yeah.
They'll absolutely communicate to you. They'll
build you the roadmap.
They certainly will. Now, the first thing, of course, is trust, and that's the whole reason for the questioning up front.
Right.
If they don't trust you, they're not going to spend any money with you.
Right.
They're not going to spend any time with you. And so that
matter what your product
is. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But the trust comes from the servant attitude, doesn't it?
It comes ultimately at the interaction, the very beginning. How you come across with each other. I always tell our sales reps, look, guys, you got to imitate the product.
Now,
if they
talk
slow,
you got to be a chameleon, don't you?
You got to be a chameleon. If they talk slow and low, and you talk slow and low back,
right?
It's pretty basic, really is.
I'm so glad you said that, because I talk about being a chameleon all the time, and I can remember making calls, and the guy would be wired, and I'd have to sit up on the edge of my chair, or the guy would be laid back, and I'd have to take a deep breath, because that's not my nature to be laid back, and I'd have to sit back and scoot back down in my chair and cross my legs and just kind of you've got to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that, because you're trying to connect with this person.
Exactly. It's called being a professional.
Yeah.
I had a sales rep one time that was, you know,
hold on, hold on that thought.
This is a good
I know it. I don't want to cut you short. Folks, you're not going to want to miss this story. Jay's got some great ones. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administa Small Business Classic in Houston, Texas. Welcome back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Business Advocate. This week has gone by so fast, folks. I've been broadcasting all week from the Administaff Small Business Classic, my sixth year to do this. And it's just gone by so fast. But we're wrapping it up here. We had a great time here celebrating small business and golf. Jay Meeks is our guest. He's with Administaff. He's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Administaff. And our good friend, your good friend, whether you know it or not. Jay, you were about to tell us a story. When we went to a break.
Yeah, we were talking about the likability factor and talking about building trust and all that, and your prospect and kind of in a way that builds trust. And I had a person out in Phoenix and sales rep, in my opinion, really, you know, communicated well, but had this, when I talked to him about becoming, you know, all things for all people, in other words, making sure that you are communicating that the other person receives it the best way.
Right.
And he said, well, you know, I am who I am. I just got, that's the way I am. I said, well, let me tell you who you aren't. You know, you are not a professional salesperson.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So, because sales is a profession.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nuances.
It's art and science.
Look at their sales organization. Look at what their marketing tool is. That's a big part of it. And at Administaff, when we were just little guys, you know, our at that time, our manager team/board recognized they had more professional people in.
Mm-hmm.
Professionals that were, you know, trained that way, not just entrepreneurs.
Right.
And so it's
good. You have to hire managers.
You have to hire managers.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
the way it is.
So let's talk about 2010. As you, now here it is, we're coming up on 2009, is about to be over. We don't want to wish our lives away. 2009 too much,
but
we're looking forward hopefully to 2010.
Right.
What do you see out there, and what advice would you give to our audience?
Well, we talked about it, just, you know, the innovation part. You know, I've talked. We have some of our sales people here and some of our management here, and one of our groups up in Dallas is doing something kind of completely different we haven't done before, forming their own networking groups and organizing events that are not Administaff events; they're networking events, and it's being very productive. It's meeting. Roots. You know, we have all this branding and marketing that we do, but ultimately, we talk about foxholes, ultimately the branding and the marketing is just the air cover.
Right.
Still got to send the troops in to pull them out of the foxholes, you know?
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this a little bit in private, but I want you to talk to the audience a little bit about this. I believe that advertising and marketing is going to change over the next several years, and I believe, and it is now, and it's going to be because, and it's not social media. What we call social media is coming on. I mean, this is already happening, but people are going to want you to have a conversation with them in the future more than talk at them with marketing. What do you think?
You know, I agree. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing when you look back to the 50s and 60s. Now I was baby.
Yeah, right.
Multiple decades, but I've read about it.
Yeah, yeah, your history books.
Yeah, but you know, you look back and remember that at that time it was going to be, well, you're just going to mass market,
right?
Just going to bomb the airwaves, mm-hmm. and then as we move forward, and you think about it, how populations have grown larger. You know, it's burgeoning mm-hmm. with economies, and yet we're bringing our marketing down to such a personal nature,
right?
And people expect. People expect custom service. They expect personalized marketing.
Customization is what people... And see, this is why I'm so excited about Small Business, Jay, is because more people want to be connected, and more people want customization.
Yes.
And this is... To me, this is what small business owners do better than anybody.
Well, they're the ones that innovate.
Yeah.
They're the ones that do the innovation, and then the big companies come along later
mm-hmm.
after the small guys
right.
have already perfected it. And because they have to. It's the survival mode you get into. From these kind of times like these, the recessions, they shouldn't be looked down upon.
Right.
They are absolutely productive in the economic cycle. Rid of waste.
Right.
We did it at Administrative.
Right.
We got rid of waste. Didn't seem to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't have to lay anybody off.
You were surprised you had some of it, weren't you?
No, yeah. I knew it was there.
But you know...
I know where to go find it.
But you know, I asked a panel. I moderated a panel in New York City a couple of weeks ago, and I asked them, I know that you're not in love with 2009, but how many of you have discovered something that will make a difference in your future that you wouldn't have discovered had 2009 not happened? Everyone raised their hand.
Absolutely. That's my point.
You know,
and then because you get complacent. Complacency is the death knell for any business.
Yeah.
And so you get complacent a little bit. You get having success, get a little complacent, and then boom.
Yeah.
And you're right back at it again.
Right.
And developing. And that's the lifeblood of small business. That's what drives their passion is
right.
things changing.
That's
you
right.
know, if you want to stay the same, you don't want to be a small business owner.
That's right. If you don't like change, don't be a small business owner. Jay, thanks for being here so much.
Oh, my
thanks
pleasure.
Thanks for hosting us here. And,
oh, that's awesome.
And for all that you do for small business.
My pleasure.
Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, Executive VP, Sales and Marketing, Administaff. By the way, folks, that tournament website is AdministaffClassic.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing the Administaff Small Business Classic, and I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.